Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. White House pushes back on Russian Taliban bounty report. We have the story.
Wearing masks in public will be mandatory in Kansas beginning Friday. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police seek suspects in a pair of homicides. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A heat advisory goes into effect across south-central Kansas with temperatures running more than 10 to 12 degrees above average. Our full forecast is on the way in a few minutes.
Kansas has breaking news. Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita this morning. Around 4:10 a.m., police were called to a Quick Trip store at Hydraulic and Wassel. It appears the victim had been shot in a nearby parking lot, and his father was at the store when police arrived. At about the same time, the shooting victim, male, walked into Via Christi St. Joseph Hospital. Police were looking for a male suspect. No word on the condition of the victim. However, do have late word that that man is in fair condition and still looking for a suspect. The Trump administration is denying accusations being thrown at them by the New York Times. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
The New York Times is simply lying again. That's the gist of the Trump administration's take on this explosive report from the paper that does suggest that the president was in fact briefed on and then failed to act on intelligence, suggesting that Russia paid bounties on U.S. service personnel serving in Afghanistan.
The information that led the spies and commandos to focus on the bounties included the recovery of a large amount of American cash from a raid on a Taliban outpost. Also, interrogation of captured militants and criminals played a central role in making the intelligence community confident in its assessment that the Russians had likely offered and paid bounties in 2019. While the report suggests the classified intelligence assessment has been under discussion inside the administration at least since March, no known reprisals have taken place.
Democrats are blasting President Trump for not taking action against Russia.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is mandating that people wear masks in public beginning Friday to stop the spread of COVID-19.
The governor says this doesn't change where you can go or what you can do, but if you are around other people, you must wear a mask.
We are now trending upward, and this is not good news. As a state, we've had 210 clusters, 101 of which are currently active. These clusters account for over 6,000 cases, 440 hospitalizations, and 201 deaths.
The governor said her administration will issue specific guidelines later this week and will work with the state attorney general's office to implement the policy. She adds that local officials would enforce the policy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
42-year-old Manuel Vargas Avila was shot and killed in Plainview Park in southeast Wichita. Police Captain Jason Stevens says the call originally came in as a stabbing after a man found the victim on a park bench.
He likely had been engaged in some sort of disturbance with multiple individuals in the park at that time and was probably shot late in the evening Saturday night and then found Sunday early afternoon.
Marcus Avila had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators believe this was not a random incident. This was Wichita's 26th criminal homicide case this year.
And a 25-year-old man was shot and killed during an argument in a driveway in northeast Wichita. Captain Stevens says that happened after 5 in the morning yesterday, northeast of 21st and Woodlawn. It was in the 6900 block of East Aysbury Circle. The victim and his girlfriend were at the home of a friend when two male suspects arrived.
There was a disturbance at that address over property issues, and he was shot by the unknown suspect, who was a white male in his 30s.
The victim's name has not been released. Investigators believe this was not a random incident. Wichita has now recorded 27 homicides in 26 weeks so far this year, including the last two coming on back-to-back days.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
With the NBA set to restart, we'll hear from a former Shocker who is all part of that process coming up in sports.
Authorities have identified the body of a missing swimmer found in Lake Afton. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Authorities have identified the body of a missing swimmer found in Lake Afton. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office spokesman says 29-year-old Zachariah Shepherd of Andover disappeared in the water around 2 a.m. Saturday as he tried to swim across Lake Afton. His body was found Sunday afternoon.
The Wichita City Council is facing big budget challenges thanks to the pandemic, which has put a big dent in tax revenues. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
So coming into this job, they told me we had like $30 million in the bank. They told me we're recession-proof. You know, we had a complete, supposed to be a nice and easy year. But right now, the coronavirus has really messed up the projected budget by about, I think, $5 to $11 million is roughly what we have to cut from this year. And then next year, it's like, I think we're looking at another $15 to $16 million.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A white couple in Missouri pointed guns at protesters marching by their home.
Mark McCloskey says he and his wife Patricia were facing an angry mob on their private street and feared for their lives after he says they broke a gate to his estate. Video on social media shows Mark McCloskey pointing an AR-15-style rifle and Patricia brandishing a handgun. Mark shouts at protesters as some in the diverse crowd urge the group to ignore them and move on. Police say they're investigating the matter as trespassing and intimidation by assault against the couple. Protesters were on the way to the home of St. Louis Mayor Lida Crewson, demanding she resign for publicly revealing names and addresses of people who support defunding the police. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A ruling in a Colorado court, this is concerning gun magazines.
A win for advocates of gun control today. The Colorado Supreme Court voting to uphold the state's ban on large-capacity gun magazines. Limiting them to 15 rounds, the court said, does not violate the people's right to defend themselves. The law went into effect in 2013, just a year after the slaughter in a movie theater in Aurora. But opponents of the law said it would effectively ban a majority of magazines that can be converted to hold more ammo, but the court disagreed. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says this law will decrease the impact of mass shootings while honoring the people's Second Amendment rights. He called today's decision by the court a win for public safety and for the rule of law. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident now. This accident, multiple cars involved in this accident. Northbound 3300 block of I-135 northbound lanes. That's going to be north of 21st Street. So again, watch out for a traffic slowdown due to a traffic accident north of 21st Street, northbound lanes of I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. A little breezy out there, but, you know, I haven't been hearing many fires overnight, house fires or grass fires or anything, although the conditions are pretty good to have a fire, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty ripe out there, and that's why we want to avoid the outdoor burning. But, Steve, you know, we know we're about to get into a holiday weekend, and even though we haven't really been hearing a whole lot of those reports, I have been hearing over the last couple of nights the fireworks going off. So kind of leading into, you know, just that safety reminder for everybody that's listening out there, you know, just make sure that you're being as safe as possible. And also when it comes to our weather, the heat and humidity, make sure that we're being safe when it comes to those temperatures, because we've got a heat advisory for today. We've got a high of 100, feeling hotter than that once we factor in the humidity, though. This is why we want to make sure that we're staying hydrated. And if you're getting your day started right now, make sure that you're really starting to drink that water and do that water intake really now, just to get ready for the day ahead. Partly cloudy skies, though. 10% chance of a random shower storm later on today. Otherwise, skies really continuing to stay dry out there. Southerly winds, gusty once again out of the south at 15 to 25 miles an hour. And then dry skies tonight with a mix of clouds and stars. Low of 76, going to make for another warm, steamy start tomorrow. Our winds, though, switching out of the north after a cold front comes through, only cooling us down so much. High of 100 today, 97 tomorrow, so only getting so much relief, and still continuing that mainly dry trend through Thursday, down to 94 by the time we get into Friday, and then keeping a 10% chance of a shower storm in the forecast all the way through our holiday weekend and all the way through the 4th of July. But it still does look like things should stay pretty dry out there, turning seasonable too, with low 90s, but eventually getting back up into the middle 90s by next Tuesday. Right now, we're at 77, partly cloudy skies, got a dew point of 70 degrees. That's what's making it feel pretty steamy out there, with south winds gusting up to 25 right now.
All right, the heat advisory then until 8 o'clock tonight, huh?
Yep, pretty much through the hottest part of the day, afternoon, evening hours.
Yeah, that's what we would expect. All right, thank you, Bonnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams, Blake Basinger sells businesses. And with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Just talking about fireworks for a moment. Of course, they're being sold, and as we are hearing, some of them being exploded and shot around Wichita already. Of course, the 4th is Saturday, and one of the tips we got from Captain Jose Ocades yesterday, which I think is a very good one, that is, have a bucket of water to douse those fireworks in when you get done with them and make sure that they're out. Sometimes people, you know, leave them in there for quite a while, because sometimes we do have them, reports every year of fireworks reigniting on a porch or a balcony somewhere and causing a fire in an apartment or a house. So just make sure you got them good and snuffed out.
Yeah, and people leave them in trash cans, which are next to the house, and before you know it,
here it goes.
House is going up. Yeah.
A man charged in the crash that took Don Hall's life had a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit to drive. The longtime Wichita radio announcer died April 29th in the early morning crash at East Kellogg Drive and Rock Road, not far from here. Don was 70 years old. Ray Anthony Watkins charged with involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence and is free on $50,000 bond. His car collided with Don's in the intersection. Wichita Eagle reports an arrest affidavit released by Sedgwick County District Court shows Watkins' blood alcohol level at .243 shortly after the crash. Legal limit is .08. And, of course, Don worked on the air more than 45 years, most recently at KEYN Radio right down the hall, and I've known Don for 45 years. He also was public address announcer for Wichita State basketball for 36 years. So that's the latest on the crash that killed Don Hall. Thought I would share that with some of our listeners this morning. And a good many of our listeners know Don and knew who he was, of course, but know him. And, you know, like I said, I've known him for 45 years. You've known him for 25 or 30.
Miss him every day.
Yeah. We used to have him sit right over there, about 40 feet from where we're sitting right now. Okay, on this date, this is June 30th. On this date in 1991, President George H.W. Bush nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court, beginning an ultimately successful confirmation process marked by allegations of sexual harassment.
Although very contentious.
Yikes. Yeah,
that very contentious process.
You talk about contentious. That'd be the, you see the dictionary, the page where it says contentious, you would have that picture there. But yeah, Mr. Clarence, Justice Thomas is on the Supreme Court now, been serving for, since about 1991, 92. Of course, they're appointed for life, Ted. And That's pretty good job security, don't you
think? One of the more staunch conservatives on the court.
Yeah, and I think many attorneys aspire to be a judge because it's a different way to look at law. You got to be in the middle or try to be fair about everything. So anyway, there you go. Coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward as we try to get some sports going on this summer. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we are 1 month away from today, in fact. The NBA is set to start in the bubble in Orlando. Of course, some NBA players in this time of political unrest and Black Lives Matter have said that the NBA should not play, that these players should step aside and not do it. Fred VanVleet, former Wichita State Shocker, he says because of all the unrest and social agendas, he says the players shouldn't play. But he says that's not realistic. People want their paychecks.
It sucks, man. It's terrible timing, but that's been 2020 for us. So I think, obviously we all know the right thing to do is to not play, to take a stand, to, you know, morally, yes, that makes sense. But life goes on. We're all young Black guys, and none of us want to give any money back, and I don't think that we should, and I think that most of us decide to play, and something that we'll have to live with, but I trust that my heart's in the right place, and I'm doing enough to really make change.
And we'll hear again from Fred next hour, some more of his thoughts on the Black Lives Matter movement and the NBA moving forward. Baseball is also getting ready to start its season.
Start up, yeah.
And there is a real fear. How many people will test positive for COVID-19? Here's Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
The fear among those in baseball who are, you know, the most bearish about this, let's put it that way, is that you've got people coming in from all around the world, or Florida or Arizona or Texas or California, who are going to be bringing infection with them. You've got guys sitting on planes together who, if one person coughs and the air gets recirculated, who knows what that's going to end up like. These are worst case scenarios. These are doomsday scenarios, but they're also somewhat realistic scenarios, and they're things that people in baseball are dealing with right now before players get to spring training and before that first set of intake tests that are going to be taking place and are going to really give baseball a picture of just how many people in the sport are infected now and have been infected in the past.
And same problems the National Football League will be dealing with, the effects of working out even during this era of COVID. Here's Field Yates, ESPN NFL insider.
I think what we're talking about here right now and what D. Smith was referencing is not just direct impact, but also indirect impact. The fact that he mentioned that all of these workouts that are taking place, even if none of the players who are a part of these workouts end up contracting coronavirus during said workouts, this is about negotiating, because there may well be a long extended negotiation between the PA and the NFL owners about how they are going to handle the inevitable cases that will arise during the football season. And these guys, Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, are amongst the most influential names and faces in the NFL. By them taking part in these group-led workouts, they are basically telling other players, directly or not, hey, if I can do it, you can do it as well. Because we know that other players are going to examine what they're doing and try to do the exact same thing to keep up in the football preparation.
Football, supposedly, just weeks away from training camp. Still wondering how things are going to look a month from now.
Yeah.
Happy birthday today to Bud Black, who is 63 years old today. Left-handed pitcher. Spent 15 years in the big leagues, including a long stint with the Kansas City Royals most of the 1980s.
Did he manage to?
Yeah, got himself a World Series ring with the Royals, of course. He is the current manager of the Colorado Rockies.
All right.
Yeah. That was the Royals during that time period. Sometimes they were pretty good at making trades at one point.
That's some good ones.
Before they hit a 20-year bad stretch. Yeah. They picked up Bud Black in a trade with the Seattle Mariners. He started out with Seattle, and the Royals got him and stalled him as a left-handed pitcher that was a pretty good part of their rotation for a long time.
Oh, he was good, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good trade by the Royals there.
Saw him pitch in Kauffman Stadium. And about the third or fourth inning, he was getting rocked pretty well. And they took him out, and I could see the Royals dugout. And he took that mitt in there, and he threw against that wall, and you could hear it. Throughout the stadium.
Pretty intense guy.
He was a pretty passionate person.
17-game winner in 1984.
Right.
Ended up with 121 big league wins, 1,000 strikeouts.
Not bad.
Happy birthday to the manager of the Rockies, former Royals pitcher Bud Black. who is 63 years old today. Happy birthday, Bud. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A 13-year-old writes she is learning better at home than she did in school. Okay. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.